Hey, happy day. There's a lot of talk these days about impeachment to the president, right? The Washington Post, they wrote a story about impeachment, and they said the president must be impeached. Guess when they wrote that? The first one. 19 minutes after the inauguration. 19 minutes. Really? You can't even write that quickly, can you? And get it out. So obviously they were already ready. They were ready to go. I mean, don't let a fact get in your way. Mine, blah, 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 blah. How many guns are there in America? All kinds of different numbers. The common one used is 500 million, okay? That's a lot of guns. That's a lot of firepower. Civilians in the U.S. of A. own 100 times as many guns as the military. 100 times. AR-15s and AK-47s, apparently there's about 16 million of those. And then you have some politicians saying, let's seize those guns from everybody. Good luck with that. There's over 150 million gun owners in America. And really? You really think you're going to go up and knock on the door and say, it's a new law now, give me your guns or else? You might get away with that in some countries. I guess in Australia, to a lesser degree, they are. Canada, maybe, kind of, sort of, maybe. I don't think in the U.S. Good luck with that. That ain't going to happen. Every 26 seconds, a delay or violent crime, a delay, a violent crime, takes place in the U.S. That's what the FBI reports. And in Canada, there's a sexual assault every 17 minutes. So why would you give up your guns? Buy a gun and learn how to deal with it. Other things as well, mace and whatever you girls can carry. Get a man on that and do it. There shouldn't be in Canada an assault every 17 minutes. There should be a body every 17 minutes of somebody who tried to assault you. I'll leave that in your capable hands. Here's a group of women in Texas. They're shooters. They have a shooting organization, but they said, you know what? We want more than that. What if we don't have a firearm with us? So they're all taking martial arts. And they're saying it's better than yoga. I agree with that. I mean, I've taken martial arts for 30 years, and it's a great workout. I mean, I know I don't look it. I know. But it is. I mean, there's so many little things that you can do to help, you know, save your world. I wish I had a camera go and I'd show you some tricks, but I don't have any today. Conservative leader Andrew Scheer. He's promising to end illegal boarding crossings. Promised during the election campaign. I've already talked about that earlier. And isn't it odd in a campaign where you have to make a promise that you won't break the law like the guy before you? What the heck is going on in our country when you have to talk like that? It's kind of a sad state of affairs in Canada, and hopefully it'll get better. And hopefully there'll be another election, and hopefully Andrew Scheer resigns, and we have another leader with a little bit of pep. I should run. Hey, y'all, come back here tomorrow. See ya.